We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gun bills moving through Senate committees, and Graham Moomaw is a reporter for the Virginia Mercury. He was at the Capitol yesterday. Graham, thanks for joining us early this morning. It seemed like it was a long day yesterday with long waits just to get into the hearing rooms. What was going on?
Yeah, morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So full disclosure, I actually didn't get into the hearing room yesterday.
No way.
Of the line. So this was the first day of the new rules of dealing with guns inside the Capitol building. So on Friday, the new Democratic majorities passed a rule banning guns in both the Capitol building and the Pocahontas building. So this was being enforced Monday morning for the first time. So lines were backed up kind of around the building, and a lot of staffers and lobbyists and reporters who have credentials to get in were standing in a long line waiting to get in while this Senate Judiciary meeting was happening.
And so that's new because you all had to be screened as well. I'm trying to think, when I went down there last year as just a member of the public, not as working press, I think I had to go through a metal detector to get into the Pocahontas building.
If you got a credential, you can usually just show it to the Capitol Police and they'll just wave you through.
But this was
kind of, everybody's kind of getting used to the new normal down there.
Okay. So you weren't in the room, but then you could still monitor what was going on. What passed? Because our folks, I'm getting emails, a lot of people are very distressed at what was passed yesterday. What did pass?
So there were four main bills that passed out of this committee. The two that were passed fairly easily, and two that I think were a little bit trickier for Democrats who were passing them. So the two that didn't really run into much trouble were returning the one handgun a month law that was previously in place in Virginia from 1993 to 2012. So that would just limit if you want to, you can only buy one handgun in any given month. You can't go and just stock up and buy 5 to 6 guns at one time. And supporters of that law say it's a way to cut down on gun trafficking to other states, particularly New York, so someone can't just come down to Virginia, you know, use our looser gun laws to buy a bunch of weapons, take them back up to New York, and then they are used in crimes up there. So that one passed without much difficulty. And then another one would give local governments the power to ban guns in public buildings and parks and at permitted public events. And the explanation for that one goes back to the rally in Charlottesville in 2017 that turned violent. Charlottesville was unable to ban guns at the white nationalist rally that was happening in Charlottesville that summer. Mm-hmm. So this bill would give localities the power when they're giving a permit for any event like a political rally or a farmer's market or anything where a lot of people are going to be, you know, in one place. Mm-hmm. They could, as a condition of that permit, say no firearms allowed.
Did anybody bring up that the person who died in that event was killed with a runaway car instead of a weapon? Or
they did. Yeah. You know, Republicans on the committee pointed out that, you know, everybody who was hurt in Charlottesville was hurt by either the car attack or with, you know, clubs, that no one was actually hurt by a firearm. Mm-hmm. But, Democrats responded to that. There was video of one person at that rally kind of firing a handgun as a sort of a warning shot. So I think in their minds, it's kind of lucky that no one was hurt by guns at that event. So the two bills that showed, I guess, were a little bit tougher for Democrats to sort of wordsmith were bills dealing with universal background checks and red flag laws.
Yeah, the red flag law has people very distressed because they, you know, they look at their interaction on Facebook and all the people who get reported just because you tick somebody off on Facebook, and they extrapolate that to the next step that you wind up, you know, having the cops knock on your door and say you've been reported as an unstable madman. So it's time to give up your weapon.
Yeah. And I think what Gabe was giving some Democrats pause on that is the idea of, OK, you're not charged with a crime, you're not accused of a crime, but if the cops have a search warrant to come in your house, what happens if they find other stuff? You know, they're only supposed to be there looking for the guns to get the guns away, but what happens if they find, you know, drugs or some other contraband? Can they charge you with a crime for that? Can you know, there's a lot of just unanswered questions about how this policy would be enforced by law enforcement. And there were some representatives from law enforcement there, particularly the sheriff of Culpeper, Scott Jenkins, I believe his name is, who, you know, he was raising concerns that this could put law enforcement in a difficult position. You know, if they're having to go take guns away from someone who's going through a tough time, that can be dangerous both for the citizen and for law enforcement, who's having to sort of just knock on the door, not knowing what's on the other side of it. But, you know, supporters of the red flag law said this is something that's been passed in 17 other states. Virginia's not really plowing new ground here. They think this could really help cut back on the number of gun suicides, which is the top form of gun deaths in the state.
So the suicide issue was brought up because I think everybody responds to these gun initiatives thinking that we're talking about the school shootings, which understandably is very distressing to people. It's a question of how you deal with it. But they acknowledge that it's the suicide issue that they would most likely be addressing with this numerically, yeah, if you crunch the numbers.
I think it's both. I mean, these laws did become popular after the shooting in Parkland, where the shooter down there did exhibit some pretty dangerous behavior, and there was a lot of things that were missed. But yeah, I think everybody understands the stats. You know, even though the mass shootings get a lot of the attention, when you look at the numbers of who's actually dying from guns, most of it is suicides.
And help me understand, and I might have missed it in your explanation right there, the trigger for the red flag law to be activated as it's currently written with this law would be what?
My understanding is someone would make a complaint to law enforcement, whether that's a spouse or someone who feels they were threatened by someone would make a complaint to law enforcement.
Call 911?
Possibly just in some way just tell law enforcement, hey, this person has guns and they're behaving dangerously, or they said something scary, something like that. Then law enforcement would conduct an investigation. If they found, you know, that there was something there to be concerned about, they could go to a judge and petition the court for what they're now calling a substantial risk protection order. So if the judge approves that, then the police would execute a search warrant at the person's house to get the guns away. And then that person would have, I believe it's up to 14 days to get into court and make a case to the judge why they should get their guns back.
Yeah, the devil's in the details, though, you know, how that, what actually triggers the, what's the threshold for the police to act, and what will the judge actually be able to examine, and how that would transpire. Graham Mumaw is a reporter for the Virginia Mercury at the Capitol yesterday. You'll be back down there today?
Think, you know, this is kind of the first crack at the gun bills. That wasn't all the gun stuff that's going to come up this year.
Right.
So these bills that passed out of committee yesterday could come up for a final vote on the Senate floor, I think, as early as Thursday.
Pretty remarkable. So, Graham, I appreciate you joining us, and hopefully we'll talk to you again as all this legislation moves. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
We'll come back and check on traffic and weather together in just a moment on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.